You're listening to a podcast from the CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.
May the 4th is the 42nd World Communications Day. Pope Benedict has given the day the theme, "The Media at the Crossroads Between Self-Promotion and Service, Searching for the Truth in Order to Share it with Others." Today we're talking to the Church's Media Bishop for England and Wales, Bishop John Arnold. So what does he think lies at the heart of the Pope's World Communications Day message?
Certainly, I think reading the Pope's message, I think central to it is his observation that there's a meteoric technological evolution in information these days, and that means that globally everything is accessible instantaneously. And that really has to be a great tribute to science and technology, because it is a wonderful thing that we can access information wherever we want, on just about any subject that we want, and it's all there and available. And the Holy Father says this is an amazingly good thing, because it helps to foster and strengthen understanding between nations. It means that there, where there is misunderstanding, where there's good information, we can take steps forward and progress. But then the Holy Father rightly says that where we've got this amazing ability, that's going to bring some dangers too. And he is fairly clear in the way he outlines the sort of parameters that we've got to keep in mind when we're talking about social communications.
Well, we can certainly look at some of those. And the Holy Father uses a phrase I quite like, actually, to talk about that need for regulation to a degree: infoethics. And he does make the point that social communications should assiduously defend the person and fully respect human dignity, which means a pretty transparent and down-the-line representation of the truth, doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly does. And this is where all those dangers come to bear, don't they? Because when you've got that ability to spread information, how careful do we need to be to make sure that that information is accurate and that it is truthful? Because it's so easy to colour information with our own prejudices, even unwittingly, and for misinformation to begin to not only give the story, but also to create extra angles to a story. And that can become very dangerous. And when you've got everybody and anybody creating blogs, they become their own editors. They have their own information, and unless the reader is very guarded about how he takes in that information, he or she can be very easily misled by someone else's representation of truth. And that can be sometimes very inaccurate.
But I guess it's quite a difficult one, because obviously we respect free speech and people are clearly entitled to their opinions. It might not be what we deem to be the truth, but it's not the easiest thing to regulate, is it?
No, I think whoever we are, the way we see things is always coloured by our own experience, our own wants and desires, and often too by our own prejudices. And trying to create that a forum in which we can really analyse truth and promote it is very difficult. And when he suggests that we might move to a serious study of infoethics, then I think probably this is exactly what we need. But of course, if infoethics are going to work, then it needs people to sign up and recognise that it is important that in social communications we're dealing with truth, objective truth, and that that information is helpful to everybody.
The Holy Father also quotes the scriptures. For instance, "You will know the truth and the truth will make you free." Do you think we can actually look to Christ here? I mean, discernment obviously is a soul-searching process anyway. So maybe our communicators will gain from having that sort of connection with the Lord and a prayer life. Do you think that would actually help in terms of how we prepare before we speak in public?
I think that's very true, because in the Gospels, it's part and parcel, it's central to the ministry of Christ that there is a dignity for the people with whom he speaks and to whom he ministers. And that sense of dignity is something which allows us to use truth in a way which is positive and creative. Freedom of information, a wonderful thing, but the dignity of the person is also a very wonderful thing that we must protect.
Bishop John Arnold, Media Bishop for the Church in England and Wales. For more from the Catholic Church in England and Wales, visit www.catholicchurch.org.uk.